is Oregon head coach Dana Altman. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for the time. And star one to ask a question.
Again, that's star one. Again, star one to ask your question. We have a question from Kyle Goon with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Yeah, I was just wondering what it's kind of like to be starting off Pac-12 play with the number two team in the country. I mean, it seems like, bam, we're here.
Well, Kyle, it is a big challenge. Heck, I'm a fan of the way the Bruins have played, watching them and watching them dominate the non-conference portion of their schedule. They're a very good basketball team and have done a great job of representing our league. You know, going to Kentucky with a big win really gave our league, a big non-conference win. So they've done a great job. We've got two undefeated teams coming in here this week, UCLA and USC. So we've got a big week ahead of us. Hopefully Chris Boucher, our leading scorer and rebounder, will be ready to go. He missed the last couple games with an ankle injury and hasn't practiced much since we've been back from our Christmas break. So hopefully here today and tomorrow he'll show a little bit more mobility and maybe be ready to go.
And, you bring up injuries. It seems like every team in the league has at least one big absence or injury minus the two undefeated squads you mentioned. I mean, is that just sort of the nature, or do you kind of look around and notice it a little more in the league?
Well, it has been, frustrating for a lot of teams, to lose someone. Dylan Brooks obviously is a big part of our team, and he wasn't able to play at all in the first three games, and we had to bring him back slowly because of the restriction of minutes that they wanted him to play with a foot injury. So, working him in back slowly, and we finally get him back, and then Chris goes down. So, that's part of the game, and you got to play through it. You got to fight through the adversity. But as a team, as a coach, it is a little frustrating when you can't put everything together in the non-conference part of your schedule.
Also, just kind of want to ask, you mentioned that you're a fan of the way the Bruins have played. Why do you think they're sort of, I guess, I feel like it's safe to say in one sense they're dominating a little bit of college ball conversation just with their style of play. I mean, is it just that, do you think, the way they play?
Well, their ball movement's outstanding, and they've got a number of guys who can shoot the three. They're averaging 10.7 threes a game. So anytime you have that brand of basketball, people are going to be excited. You're hitting, almost 11 threes a game. As a team, you're shooting 43% from the three-point line. That excites people. And again, the way they're doing it with outstanding ball movement. I don't know how many assists they're averaging per game. I think it's around 22, 23. And the ball movement, Kyle, is just outstanding. So anytime you have a team like that, they're fun to watch. They're exciting. People are going to gravitate toward that, a little bit like the Warriors, in the NBA. The ball movement, the number of threes, it's an exciting brand of basketball.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Todd Miles with the Tacoma New Tribune.
Hey, Dan, my question is about some of the true freshmen playing, heavy minutes at point guard. And I wanted to ask you, how many times in your coaching career have you had that situation on your team, and what parts of that, if you've had that, have been unsettling?
Well, I've had it a number of times. I had a number of four-year starters for me at Creighton when I was there. In fact, three freshman point guards came in and started their careers and finished their careers as point guards. So, if the talent's there and the young man, you know, is competitive and has some toughness, you know, you go through a few growing pains, and it's not too bad. Peyton Pritchard for us is doing a nice job. You know, a couple years ago, Casey Benson, as a freshman, started a number of games for us. So we've had that. Johnny Lloyd going all the way back my first year here started a few ball games for us. So we've had some freshman point guards that have started. But you look in our league and just the outstanding talent at the point guard position as freshmen. You know, it was amazing. Cal, Washington, obviously UCLA, you know, those all three of those schools are benefiting from very talented freshmen who have come in and played very good basketball.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Bruce Pasco with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, just following up on what you were saying about Dylan, I was curious if he's 100% at this point, and, you know, are there any limitations to what he can do or his stamina? And how? Secondly, how is the, you know, the kind of roles when you put up a guy like back then, like him back in there, how has the role for everybody else adjusted around it? Is that still working through too?
Yeah, it is, Bruce. First of all, he has been cleared, and so now moving forward, it's just his conditioning, and he has worked himself into shape. You know, the one thing about foot injuries, you're experiencing it now with an ankle injury, you know, you're out. You know, you can't do nothing. You know, so Dylan was basically out 5 months, you know, letting his foot heal. And so the conditioning took a while. His timing has taken a while. But, you know, we know what he can do. We've seen it the last 2 years. We just got to get him relaxed, back into form. He's a competitor. He loves to compete, loves to play the game. So, you know, it's just a matter of time. And working him in with his teammates, you know, has been not as quickly as we'd hoped. You know, he led us in assists last year. You know, he's a playmaker. And it's just taken a while for him to mix in with Peyton Pritchard, Dylan Ennis, who was out all last year. You know, and even the players that are returning with him. You know, we've had a little trouble mixing together. But I think it'll come. I'm not sure when, but I do think we have a good group of guys, and I do think they'll blend together as the season progresses.
All right, thanks.
Okay, any other questions for Coach Dana Holman?
Stars in the number one.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Thanks.
Take care.